orang-orang Meksiko.
Indonesia held a ceremony at the Pancasila Sakti Monument in Jakarta yesterday to mark Pancasila Sanctuary Day. President of Indonesia led the event themed Pancasila, the nation's unifier towards a greater Indonesia. The day honors the country's commitment to unity and remembers the 1965 coup attempt that threatened the nation's founding principles. Indonesian National Disaster Agency visited the collapsed four-storm dormitory at Al-Khozani Islamic Boarding School in Sidoarjo near Surabaya yesterday. The building fell on September 29th during prayers, trapping dozens of students. Rescue teams led by the National Search and Rescue Agency and supported by the military and volunteers continued to search for survivors. So far, 18 people have been rescued, but 5 have died. The operation is ongoing under direct orders from President Prabowo Subianto. That was the news from Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Kalau nanti pasti waktu akan berlalu. Esok masih kota kunjung muncul dan tak menentu. Mungkin aku masih bisa melingkan rindu. Mungkin begitu hatiku membiru.
More from Indonesia is coming up shortly. Stay tuned with us, Voice of Indonesia.
Listener going to culinary tour to Banyuwangi, East Java, you should come to Wit-Witan Market, the traditional market which becomes one of favorite places in Banyuwangi, is located at Alas Malang Village, Singojuru Sub District, Banyuwangi. The market opens every Sunday morning, starting from 6 until 10 a.m. local time. Under the shady tree, you can enjoy various traditional culinaries of Banyuwangi, such as Geseng Bangsong. Geseng Bangsong is a typical food of Wijenan Kidul Hamlet, Singolatren Village, Singojuru Sub-District. Geseng Bangsong is a special menu and rarely found, which is made from duck meat as its main ingredient and wadung yang leaf that adds a unique sour taste. Wadung tree is many found and growing wild at the village. Besides giving sour taste, wadung leaf is also used to remove fishy smell from duck meat. The duck must be the big one, so it is usually used male duck for cooking geseng bangsong. Besides wudong yang leaf, this culinary is also cooked with other spices such as cayenne, onion, and garlic. Geseng bangsong has savory and spicy taste. Spicy taste mixed with sour taste certainly produce delicious food. In Banyuwangi, the food is usually served when Islamic events being conducted, such as the birth of Prophet Muhammad, Eid al-Fitr, and Eid Adha. But now, Geseng bangsong can be found at Wit-Witan Market every Sunday. The price of the food is affordable, which is around 20,000 rupiah to 25,000 rupiah per portion. In addition to taste geseng bangsong, you can also enjoy other typical culinaries of Banyuwangi, such as rawon alas, sego cawu, as well as traditional snack, such as tiwul and gatot, which is made from cassava. Well, listener, that was our segment of Indonesian Wonder for today. I'm Purisa Fridella. Thank you for listening.
Jogja, kita berlari bersama. Walau ini hanya sandiwara, kau pegang erat tangan, ku pegang erat tanganmu. Walau ini hanya adegan saja.
cinta lebih kuat dari kita. Walau semusim tanpa kata, ku tak tahu mulai dari mana. Katakan dan ku ingin katakan mungkin di lain waktu dan kesempatan. Lupakanlah hari ini, esok kan ingat lagi. Ku jatuh cinta tiap hari bersamamu. Rambut pendek indahmu, senyuman yang membuat aku rindu. Kita berdua tahu seharusnya aku lelakimu. Lebih kuat dari kita. Walau semusim tanpa kata, ku tak tahu mulai dari mana. Ku ingin katakan dan kau ingin katakan mungkin di lain waktu dan kesempatan. Lupakanlah hari ini, esok kan ingat lagi. Ku jatuh cinta tiap hari bersamamu. Rambut pendek indahmu, senyuman yang membuat aku rindu. Kita berdua tahu seharusnya
Yaku Bawijaya AD, and it's one of their most favorite song, very loved by the netizen of Indonesia. And after this, I'm also going to play you a favorite song of Indonesian called Cinta dan Benci by Geisha, remake by the new band with new arrangement and new composer, so it's very different from the Geisha that we used to know, but still very, very good to listen to.
Tumbak is one of the villages located at Tumbak Island, Tumbak Village, Posumain Sub-District, Southeast Minahasa, North Sulawesi. Tumbak Island is an uninhabited island. The name of Tumbak is an acronym which means mangrove tree because there are a lot of mangrove trees growing at the village. The trip to the village from Manado City takes around 3 hours. The village has amazing panorama and wonderful attractions. We recommend you to stay at the island for 2 days to truly enjoy the past experiences there. One of the features of Tumbak Island is its white sand. The crystal clear and blue ocean looks incredibly beautiful. The clearness of the water makes the coral reefs under the sea visible from the surface. If you want to explore the underwater beauty of Tumbak, we suggest you to rent a cottage near the mangrove forest. The distance between the village and the cottage, which is located in the middle of the sea, only takes 10 minutes by taking boat. Visitors who come to island will be fascinated by the wonderful scenery. You can also witness the beautiful sunrise and sunset from the cottage. In addition, you can also do snorkeling from the cottage because there are various snorkeling spots near the cottage. There are also many kinds of sea creatures such as fish and starfish. If you are capable enough of doing snorkeling and diving, you can explore a 300 meter sea fan forest with a width of 3 to 6 meters. However, if you still have no experience in snorkeling and diving, you can hire a guide who will help you. You can also try different experiences by snorkeling at night. The beach also offers other activities for tourists such as fishing, diving, and exploring mangrove forest. In addition, you can also enjoy the tasty baked fish surrounding the beach.
Terima kasih. Open your eyes, open your mind. Feel the warmth, see the smiles. Kindness and love, that's what I feel. Hold my hand and dance with me. A nation with a soul. Symphony of sight and sound. Across the beautiful nature. You'll feel the colors of paradise. Oh, what a wonderful place. I feel love, I feel wonderful. Wonderful indoor.
Kasuami is a unique and typical food from Southeast Sulawesi, specifically in Buton, Muna, and Wakatobi areas. Kasuami is generally shaped like a tumpeng or cone and is yellowish white. Cassava, which is widely grown in the Sulawesi archipelago, is the main ingredient of kasuami. Firstly, the cassava is washed, peeled, and shredded or milled using a machine. Then the grated cassava is put in a sack or cloth to be compacted. This compaction is to remove water content by being crushed or pressed using a tool made of wood or large stones. Then leave it for 1 to 3 hours until the water is completely dry. The solid is pure white. Next, the solid is wrapped in teak or banana leaves and tied. The solid is called KGP. To make kasuami, initially KGP is kneaded by hand until it looks like flour. Then the ingredients are put into a very unique steaming cone. This tool is made from woven coconut leaves. To steam the KGP, they use a pot made of clay similar to a jar. The cone filled with KGP flour is put into the mouth of the pot. Then it is cooked with medium heat and medium volume of water in a pot for about 15 minutes. One kasuami is generally made with a diameter of 10 cm and a height of 10 cm and weighs approximately 500 to 700 grams. Usually, a person can spend 1 to 2 kasuamis. Kasuami is sometimes served as a substitute for rice because it is often served along with vegetables and side dishes of various processed fish, such as grilled fish, fried fish, and salted fish. Kasuami is the initial food in Buton's traditional events. Interestingly, kasuami is also often used as stocks for trips or souvenirs between fellow Buton residents. Kasuami can be eaten without side dishes, accompanied by a cup of hot tea in the afternoon. The distinctive taste of cassava and the sweet blend of tea will add to this culinary delight.
Semua yang terjadi, mengapa kau masih berbesar hati? Sifatku, salahku, perkataan dan tingkah laku, mengapa kau masih di sampingku? Apalagi aku genggam sehabis semalam tanpa perlu alasan, aku kau maafkan. Dari tadi ku pandang, masih takut temu pergi. Hey, dari tadi ku penang, yakin takut temukan hati yang lebih menawan. Sifatku, salahku, perkataan dan tingkah laku. Mengapa kau masih di sampingku? Apalah yang ku genggam sehabis semalam tanpa perlu dengar alasan. Aku kau maafkan. Dalam tiada ada yang mengagumkan. Tak beranjak lari, tinggalkan ku di saat semuanya pergi. Hey, dari-dari ku penang, yakin takut temukan hati yang lebih menawan. Tak mudah tu mengerti, tak mudah menahan hati. Tapi kau malah memilih di sini dan tepati janji. Dari-dari ku pernah, masih takut temukan pada yang lebih menawan. Dari bintang di awan sampai laut terdalam, tiada ada yang mengagumkan. Tak beranjak lagi, tinggalkan ku dan semuanya pergi. Dari tadi ku pandang, yakin takut temukan manusia paling ku sayang.
RRA Digital with New Look. Various collaborative content from various national programs, including live visual broadcasts, live radio broadcasts, music playlists, podcasts, video news, and various users' interaction features in the game. Various interesting content such as likes, comments, and shares, as well as live chat with broadcasters and users. Direct messaging and private chat facilities between app users are also available. RRE Digital. Available on Google Store and App Store. RRE Digital.
Dear listeners, if you didn't know, today is the Batik Day that us Indonesians celebrate. And of course, my colleague Ray on the morning session have been talking about it, about Batik. And did you know that Indonesian Batik actually received a reward from UNESCO? Inscribed in 2009 on the representative list of intangible cultural heritage of humanity. The techniques, symbolism, and culture surrounding hand-dyed cotton and silk garments known as Indonesian batik permeate the lives of Indonesians from beginning to end. Infants are carried in batik slings, decorated with symbols and designed to bring the child luck, and the dead are shrouded in funerary batik. Clothes with everyday designs are worn regularly in business and academic, while special varieties are incorporated into celebration of marriage and pregnancy and into puppet theater and other art forms. The garments even play the central role in certain rituals, such as the ceremonial casting of royal batik into a volcano. Batik is dyed by a proud craftspeople who draws design on fabric using dots and lines of hot wax, which resist vegetable and other dyes and therefore allows the artisan to color selectively by soaking the cloth in one color, removing the wax with boiling water, and repeating if multiple colors are desired. The wide diversity of patterns reflects a variety of influences, ranging from Arabic calligraphy, European bouquet, and Chinese fignesses to Japanese cherry blossoms and Indian or Persian peacocks. often handed down with families for generations, the craft of batik is intertwined with the cultural identity of Indonesian people, and through the symbolic meanings of its colors and designs, express their creativity and spirituality. Of course, batik is very loved here in Indonesia, and we're very proud to have Indonesian batik as one of our heritage and also culture. Dear listeners, if you want to know more about this and about updates from across Indonesia and the world, and maybe updates on the Batik Day, make sure to stay tuned on Voice of Indonesia and listen to us on our online streaming via inews.id or our app RRI Digital, available on Android and iOS. Or maybe if you want to read it, you can go to rri.co.id for your information.
RRI Digital with New Look. Various collaborative content from various national programs, including live visual broadcasts, live radio broadcasts, music playlists, podcasts, video news, and various users' interaction features in the game. Various interesting content such as likes, comments, and shares, as well as live chat with broadcasters and users. Direct messaging and private chat facilities between app users are also available. RRI Digital, available on Google Store and App Store. RRI Digital.
If you visit Ambon, it's incomplete without tasting ikan asar galala, the most iconic culinary in Ambon, Maluku. It is called ikan asar galala because it has been known since ancient times that Galala village is a fish hunter. The basic ingredients of ikan asar are generally cakalang fish, yellowtail fish, or mackerel tuna fish, as long as the fish's texture is dense so that it is not brittle when smoked. Ikan asar is a smoked fish. This is smoked differently and uniquely. In general, the fish is smoked horizontally, but ikan asar is placed diagonally on the side of the embers that produce smoke to make the fish completely dry and fully cooked. The cleaning process is quite simple. After cleaning the entrails, the fish is skewered with bamboo and ready to be smoked on the stove. The smoking takes about 4 until 5 hours and is done in a closed room so that the smoke soaks into the meat until it is completely cooked. Listener, ikan asar has an extraordinary taste because the smoked fish is savory and the aroma is so appetizing. Ikan asar is very appropriate to be enjoyed with warm rice and sambal colo-colo, a typical Maluku sauce made from shallots, chilies, basil, and key lime.
Hiasi cakrawala di hatiku, melihat dua indah bola mata di panasmu. Kau lebih berkata, ku inginkan dirimu jadi intan permata di hatiku. Tak perlu kau bicara, dewa dewi asmara bersatu untuk kau dan aku. Meskipun bintang tak temani malam, terang pun terasa gelap. Ku kan setia bersamamu kasih.
Berkata, ku inginkan dirimu jadi intan permata di hatiku. Tak perlu kau bicara, dewa dewi asmara bersatu untuk kau dan aku. Janjiku, ku kan setia bersama kasih. Selalu ada dekatmu, tak ingin waktu terasa cepat berlalu. Tiada lagi ada saja kecewa jika langit baru bernambah kasih dan kesejuta warna pelangi cinta bersama.
Apapun kata mereka,
satukan bentang tulang rumah kau dan ku selamanya.
Setia, senada
dan seirama.
Oh, balada, insan muda di madu cinta.
Don't go anywhere, because after this, I'll be playing you a feature entitled Gordang Sambilan. What is that?
Listener, welcome to the Rhythm of the Indonesian Archipelago, a weekly segment introducing you to Indonesian traditional music and musical instrument from across Indonesia. This week, we'll invite you to know more about art and culture from North Sumatra, precisely to Tanah Karo, to know more about Gendang. Let's listen to Gendang Karo Rhythm. Enjoy.
Open wine amak padenami, nunga dibaik kamu godang dalihan natului. Asamar pangidoa mahami, tangan mabotohon ujung nga jari-jari, jari-jari nai marsiga jangga-jangi, adorak sonidokon jumulohami marsattabi, amang batara guru humudul, batara guru padapotan, namalo mangajari, jojor-jojor manuturi, asamar guru hami tupatik nyamata debata, baedamang majo godang batara gurui. Thank you.
Sumatra Regency is one of Regency in North Sumatra Province with the capital city is Kabanjahe. This regency is located on Karo Highland, Barisan Hills of North Sumatra. In Kabanjahe or Tanah Karo, we will introduce you to traditional instrument, namely Gendang Karo. Gendang Lima Sidalinen is percussion instruments which consists of five instruments and played by five persons. The instruments are one penarune, two penggual, and two simalugong. It is called Gendang Lima Sidalinen because the sound of music is produced by five different instruments, namely sarune as an aerophone, gendang indung as a membranophone, and gendang anak as a membranophone, gong, and penganak. But it is also called Gendang Lima Sidalinen, Ranggutna 10-2. Oh, 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 oh style gendang telu? Sedalenan consists of three instruments which are played together, which consists of kulchapi or long neck lute as a melody, keteng-keteng as an ideal chordophone or tube zither as rhythmically, and mangkuk bentar as an idiophone as a tempo. In Karo's culture, people mention musician as Sir Jabaten, meaning on duty. Sir Jabaten consists of players of saruni, gendang singanaki, gendang singinduni, gendang penganak, and gong. Each instrument player in Karo traditional ethno scenes has a name. Take for example, saruni player is called panaruni. Gendang or singanaki and singinduni player is called pangua. And penganak player is called simalu penganak. And gong player is called simalugong. And also mangkuk michiho player is called simalu mangkuk michiho. Gendang Karo performance is usually for dancing, singing, and also traditional rituals. Gendang Karo art is similar with Japanese folk art. Its performance is simple and straightforward, and its tempo or patterns are not complicated and static. But to blow saruni needs certain technique. This traditional instrument is always used to accompany dance, song, as well as traditional rituals. So, gendang Karo is complete if there are saruni, gendang si ngindungi, gendang singanaki, manganak, and gong to accompany a ceremony or party. Well, listen, that was a glimpse of gendang Karo. And to conclude the rhythm of the Indonesian archipelago for today, let's listen to gendang. I'm Nuka Kusumawati, thank you for listening, and sampai jumpa. We'll be right back.
RRA Digital with New Look. Various collaborative content from various national programs, including live visual broadcasts, live radio broadcasts, music playlists, podcasts, video news, and various users' interaction features in the game. Various interesting content such as likes, comments, and shares, as well as live chat with broadcasters and users. Direct messaging and private chat facilities between app users.